Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the consolidated financial results of PKN Orlen conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star and zero on your telephone. Just to remind you all, this call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to today's chairperson, Darius Grembos. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Thank you, Manuel. Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PKN Orlen conference call regarding first quarter 2006 financial results. The presentation of the results will be delivered for you by Mr. Igor Chalupet, CEO, and Mr. Paweł Szymański, CFO. The presentation slides are available for you at our webpage at IR section. After the presentation, we will open the floor for Q&A session. My name is Darius Grembos. I am IRO, and I will be happy to be your moderator for today's call. Now I give floor to CEO of PKN Orlen, Mr. Igor Chalupet.
Thank you, Darek. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome you on our conference call. The first quarter of 2006 was, in our case, dominated by an extraordinary, unfavorable macroeconomic conditions. We saw a significant drop in refinery margins and Urals Brent differential, as well as severe weather conditions. In the result, the net profit of PKN Orlen for the first quarter this year was equal to 365 million zloty, while EBITDA equal to 984 million. Compared to the previous quarter, which is the fourth quarter of 2005, the net profit increased by 16%, while EBITDA dropped by 4%. On a year-on-year basis, EBITDA decreased by 9% and net profit by 45%. That what one can see, the lower drop of EBITDA compared to net profit drop is related to a nearly twofold increase of amortization costs from 288 million zlotys to 533 million. Please note that during the first quarter, new olefins units at the Płock main plant, polyolefin units at our joint venture with Basel, BOP, as well as chlorine and soda lye units at our subsidiary, our chemical subsidiary, Anwil, were operational. Moreover, amortization costs were extended due to Unipetrol assets following acquisition of the Czech company. Operating cash flow was recorded at minus 557 million zlotys, and it is due to one-off result of raw material delivery payments and accumulating receivables. If we turn to page four of the presentation, we can see the impact of external macroeconomic, but also of the internal factors on our results. The macroeconomic factors had a majority of the adverse impact on the results. The decrease in differential by 29.1% from $5.06 per barrel in the first quarter 2005 to $3.59 per barrel in the first quarter 2006 decreased EBIT of the first quarter by 138 million zlotys. The deterioration of market conditions for the petrochemical products starting in the third quarter of 2005 resulted in the first quarter 2006 compared to the first quarter 2005 in decrease in margins for ethylene by 19.6% and propylene by 10.4%. Total effect of the margins decrease on petrochemical products decreased EBIT in the parent company by 130 million zlotys. Relatively lower increase in crack margin on refinery products compared to quotation of crude oil resulted in an increase in costs of own usage in the parent company and decrease of EBIT by 133 million zlotys. Unfavorable weather conditions and the tense situation in the raw materials market, and this is mainly connected with the supplies, with the interrupted supplies of gas, resulted in the decreased EBIT in the parent company by 110 million zlotys. Difference in the value of raw materials subject to production process between the first quarter 2005 and first quarter 2006 caused a decrease of EBIT by 96 million zlotys. However, what was optimistic in the first quarter and what along with the much more favorable market conditions, macroeconomic conditions which we see in the second quarter of this year, were the internal factors, which influenced positively the results of PKN Orlen in the first quarter. We have seen a considerable increase in volume sales of olefins and polyethylene and polypropylene resulting from launching of new installations in Basel Orlen Polyolefins, and that gave us additional 56 million zlotys of EBIT in the first quarter. We have seen increased sales of in the retail business, which resulted in the increase of EBIT by 13 million zlotys. We have also seen the first positive results of successive cost-cutting program of TIMA, which resulted in EBIT increase by 54 million zlotys. If we turn to slide number 5, it's supporting the message about the rising volumes in practically all areas of our functioning. The parent company recorded the remarkable growth of sales volumes over 11% for fuels wholesale and 28% for petrochemicals and 6.5% in retail. Of course, we have consolidated the results of Unipetrol, which also contributed additionally to these results. On the slide number 6, we present EBITDA under the recalculated fixed macro condition environment for 2004 to provide the transparent comparison of our underlying activity in restructuring, cost reduction initiatives, as well as increased volumes. The first quarter is a good example of why we are doing this. We have seen that in the first quarter, the situation in which we had costs under control, we have seen the restructuring processes going on, as well as cost-cutting programs, and in the same time, we have seen the increased volumes. That resulted in the recorded EBITDA growth of 24% in the first quarter 2006 under fixed macro conditions for 2004. And this is one more argument and one more reason why the improvement in macroeconomic environment, which we note in the second quarter, allows us to take a more optimistic view regarding the second quarter 2006 results. So that's it on the general information, and now I would like to pass to Paweł Szymański to provide you with more detailed information on macro conditions and segment results.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much. As we heard a moment ago, a lot of our results was due to a lot in our results was due to the macroeconomic factors. And therefore, let me start with describing these macroeconomic conditions that influenced our numbers in the first quarter. Well, first of all, the chart on slide number eight show you the levels of the macroeconomic factors that have the most significant impact, respectively, with regards to our numbers. And as you can see, the most important ones, being the refining margin and the Brent Ural differentials, actually decreased significantly year on year. The decrease in the refining margin amounted or reached almost 28%, and the Brent Ural differential actually reached 29% decrease year on year. And this had a very significant impact on our numbers. And I think over and above this this decrease in the quoted factor, so to speak, we need to take into account the fact that we had a very severe winter in the first quarter. These caused several implications on our numbers. Well, first of all, in order to heat up the installations when the weather is so cold, we basically needed to use more electricity, more heat. Additionally, these severe weather conditions caused shortages in gas supply, and these unfortunately caused that our product slate was not optimal. We basically had to produce more heavy fuels and less light products, and as a result, our product slate and therefore the complex margin was actually decreased compared to previous quarters. However, I think on a positive note, starting from April, we can see the improvement in macroeconomic conditions, and actually in the second quarter, we saw the refining margin going up to $3.9 from the average of 2.6 in the first quarter, and we saw the Euro Brent differential actually moving up to $5.6 per barrel, up from less than 3.6 in the first quarter of 2006. And therefore, it gives us positive indications as to how the results should pan out in the second quarter of the year. Moving on to the next slide, where we show some headlines with regards to the profit and loss account. And as you can see here, the revenue line was significantly affected by the Unipetrol consolidation in the numbers, because the headline revenue went up by over 66% year on year. What is important here is that we actually increased volume sales quite dramatically. The wholesale refining products volume sales increased by 33%. The retail volume sales went up by 22%. The petrochemical segment, in terms of volume sales, increased by a whooping 132%. And I think this is an important indicator as to how the revenue should develop in the future. Obviously, the profits went down, but I believe we discussed the reasons why already, and we will be talking about details when we speak about the segmental breakdown. Moving on to next slide, which talks about the cost line, and I think we are especially proud about the fact that we seem to be keeping the fixed costs under control. They actually went down by 12% quarter on quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2005. And the reason why I'm mentioning 2005 rather than the first quarter of fourth quarter 2005 rather than the first quarter is that the fourth quarter already had Unipetrol numbers in the profit and loss statement, and therefore it is, we believe, far more comparable. If you look at these comparisons rather than looking at the year-on-year comparisons, I think what is important is that the external services costs actually went down 19% quarter on quarter, and we also reduced labor costs by 8% in the first quarter of 2006 compared to the fourth quarter of 2005. Moving on to the next slide, which talks about the breakdown of operating profits by segment. As we said at the beginning, the operating profit actually went down by close to 44%. Most of these could be explained by macroeconomic conditions, adverse macroeconomic conditions. What is important is that the refining segment actually showed a 29% decrease year on year. This is caused by, as I mentioned, lower differential and refining margins. Petrochemical segment actually increased year on year, but if you look on a like for like basis, i.e., if we compare PKN, petrochemical segment actually decreased by 35% at PKN level, and mostly due to the decreasing petrochemical margins. The ethylene margin went down by 20%. Polyethylene margin, pardon me, went down by 10%, and this has been visible in the numbers. The retail segment actually increased profits year on year, but it was still very insignificant compared to the overall operating profits of the group. The next slide shows what actually caused the changes at the net profit level. We discussed the factors or drivers behind the operating profit, which was the major factor behind the decrease in the net profit in general by 347 million zlotys in total. Other factors was the positive impacts of the foreign exchange gains, and the lower tax bill because of the lower pre-tax profit. On the other hand, we paid more interest because of the increased leverage quarter on quarter. Moving on to slide number 13, when we talk about the refining segment, as we mentioned before, the macroeconomic conditions played the most important role in decreasing the profits of the segment. First of all, the unfavorable macroeconomic conditions that I mentioned, including both the gas and the higher energy consumption, decreased the profit by 110 million zlotys. Otherwise, the Euro-Brent differential decreased the profit by 138 million zlotys. On the positive side, we had the fuel cracks actually increasing the profits by 50 million zlotys. Other positive effect or positive impact was the first signs of Optima, the new cost reduction program that actually brought sustainable cost savings to the tune of about 20 million zlotys to the operating profit of the segment. Moving on to the retail segment. Retail segment was affected by what we believe a very positive development in terms of volumes that actually increased profits of the segment by the 13 million losses. Otherwise, non-fuel sales, we see the continuous improvement in those. The sales added another 12 million zlotys to the profit, and the improving margin on non-fuel sales was also a positive contributor to the overall result, to the tune of about 7 million zlotys. On the other hand, unfortunately, we had to cope with the extremely difficult margin conditions in Poland in the first quarter. Fuel margins were actually significantly decreased year on year, and as a result, we lost about 20 million zlotys because of the lower fuel margins in Poland. Otherwise, we had several cost items related to a much more aggressive restructuring of the network. We basically had to incur operating costs of the stations that were actually stopped for a period of time for the refurbishment. This was the much more significant impact. It had a much more significant impact compared to 2005. And otherwise, because we actually managed to build quite a few stations last year, we had an increased depreciation charge because of that. A lot of these stations were actually launched in our books as of the January 1st, 2006, and hence the depreciation going up. Moving on to the petrochemical segment. As we said, petrochemical segment was the only segment that actually had a positive growth numbers in terms of operating profit, going up from 2070 to 310 million zlotys. The positive factors was obviously Unipetrol that added 135 million zlotys to the operating profit of the segment. Volume growth on the like-for-like basis, 56 million zlotys, another important factor. On the other hand, the single most important negative factor was the decrease in petrochemicals margins. Just to remind you again, ethylene margin went down by 20%, propylene margin by 10%, as I mentioned before. Moving on to the next slide, we talk about the chemical sector. I hope you remember that when discussing the update of our strategy at the beginning of the year, we said that we implemented the segmental management. Chemical segment is one of the segments of our business that we now separate from other business lines. And as we promised, we will be starting. We are starting right now to present the chemical sector segment as the separate segment of our operations. Just to remind you, what is chemical sector? It's basically Anwil, Spolana. It's a part of Orlen Petroprofit, a smaller trading company, and Unipetrol Trade, the trading subsidiary of Unipetrol. And these numbers represent basically the consolidated figures of those four entities that I mentioned. And I think what is important is to say that the positive impact on the segment year on year was the consolidation of Spolana, 6 million zlotys. The negative was minus 17, and this is related to the Anwil decrease in operating profits, again driven by a severe winter and decreased production of the PVC products because of lack of gas supplies. The next and last slide of my presentation touches upon the Optima cost reduction program. As you may remember, we announced that we would like to save at least 600 million zlotys in terms of sustainable cost savings by the year 2009. We also said that we would like to optimize CAPEX and therefore by achieving the same we would like to save 600 million zlotys on CAPEX while achieving the same goals in terms of our CAPEX program and new investments completed within the time period. And I think what is important is that out of 210 million zlotys that we promised we would save in 2006, we already recorded 54 million zlotys in the first quarter. I mentioned about the savings in the refining segment, but the chemical segment was also performing very well in this respect, with 13 million zlotys in sustainable savings. We will be reporting the operating costs development within the Optima program on a quarterly basis. In terms of the CAPEX reductions or CAPEX optimization, because of the CAPEX nature being slightly more long-term, we will be reporting on an annual basis. This is the end of my presentation. I hope it was informative, but if you do have any questions, we'll try to answer them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, operator. We are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. If you do have a question at this time, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from Thomas Pletzer. Please announce your company name and city name and go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Tomasz Pletzer from Erste Bank. Two questions, if I may have. First of all, you mentioned many times, both in the refining section and on the overall company section, that the crude oil own consumption pushed down the results. In these charts, is it the effect of the total consumption or the effect of the changes only? That's the first question if I have. And the second question relates to the German operations. It looks to me that the margins recovered in Germany. Can you tell us more about the market development there? Thank you.
Well, to answer the first question, Paweł Szymański here, this is the delta, i.e. the change. So it's not the total cost, it's the negative impact of the cost if we compare first quarter 2005 and the first quarter 2006. So that's a year-on-year change rather than the absolute cost. So that's the first question, and the second, if I may ask.
Yeah, as far as the second question is concerned, we saw an improvement both in the operations of Orlen Deutschland as well as in the market. On the market, the retail margin increased by almost 60% to the level of 4.27 eurocents per liter. We have also seen the increase of volumes. We have also seen the reductions in costs. The first result of the restructuring process which we launched last year. So in total we have seen the increase of the result of 30 million zlotys, which still represents a loss in the first quarter. However, this loss of minus 4 million zlotys, we hope that this is the beginning of the good trend in our German operations.
If I could add and clarify for those of you who may not be as familiar with the way we construct the slides, what we show is basically changes. So these change of positive 32 million zlotys on slide number 14 relates to the retail segment is basically a difference between minus 4, which is what Orlen Deutschland reported in the first quarter 2006, and minus 36, which was reported in the first quarter of 2005. And I hope that this is clear, that that's a difference, but unfortunately Orlen Deutschland still produced a loss in the first quarter of 2006. However, the first quarter is always the most difficult, so we are optimistic that this margin rebound may be a good indicator for the rest of the year.
Okay, Jan, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Joe Mares. Please announce your company and city name and go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Joe Mares, Morgan Stanley. Apologize if you answered this. I missed the first 2 minutes of the call, but I was wondering, looking at the volumes in both petrochemicals and chemicals, is that a run rate which we should expect through the course of the year? I thought it at one stage there was going to be a kind of a bigger pickup. Maybe we'll start to see some of that still in the second quarter in terms of the petrochemical volumes on the base PKN business. And the other question is, can you break down in terms of the volumes between Unipetrol and the base PKN business? Thanks.
So as far as the petrochemical volumes, we are quite optimistic because if you look at the first quarter of this year, you saw the contribution, of course, on one hand of Unipetrol, and Hemopetrol subsidiary. On the other hand, the contribution of our joint venture with Basel. Frankly speaking, BOP, Basel Orlen Polyolefins, was not performing on its highest capacity in the first quarter. There was the impact of winter, there was the impact of the some startup problems with the new installations. So, frankly speaking, we were not fully satisfied with the performance and capacity utilization of BOP operations in the first quarter. It was especially problematic in January and February, but in March it was okay. And we see the continuation of good sales in the consecutive weeks. So we expect that it is the target which we set to our joint venture, that they just have to speed up and to catch up with the some losses in the production plan, in the implementation of the plan, which happened in the first 2 months. So we expect the volumes to be increasing in the next quarters, both coming from the Polish operations as well as from the Czech operations.
Just to add a bit of meat to what Mr. Halopat was saying, in the first quarter of 2006, in terms of petchem products, the volume sales of the PKN Group, of the production volumes of PKN Group was 1.4 million tons, out of which Unipetrol represented 840, roughly. PKN itself was just shy of 400,000 tons. And I just would like to remind you that the nameplate capacity of our new installations is about 600,000. So because of the heavy winter, severe weather conditions, we had to significantly reduce the production in our installations. And the BOP was not fully operational yet. So basically what I'm trying to say is that we will see the continuous growth in the second quarter. We will see sort of extraordinary growth in volumes because of the addition of Unipetrol, because I would like to remind you that in the second quarter of 2005 we only consolidated 1 month of Unipetrol. We will be consolidating the whole quarter in the second quarter, but also we should see improving volumes within the sort of, so to speak, old PKN group, or PKN and Basel Orlen Polyolefins. So I believe that you should see increasing volumes, and these run rates that you saw on the chart that relate to PKN as a parent company should be improved as well.
Great, thank you.
Our next question comes from Alex Brooks. Please announce your company and city name and go ahead.
Good afternoon, it's Alex Brooks from UBS in London. I have three questions, if I can. The first one is, you saw a very large working capital outflow in the quarter, and I wonder if you could just explain what's happening there and whether it's expected that will reverse later in the year. My second question is, you've given us this estimate of 110 million zlotys as cost of the effective cost of the reduced supply of gas. I wonder if you could just explain what is included in that estimate and if there are other costs which you've been unable to quantify. And lastly, if you could give us an estimate of the domestic product demand growth for the first quarter.
Sure. Starting from the cash flow question, we show the reversal of the operating cash flow from a positive to a negative. The major factor behind it was basically payments for the crude oil, which decreased the payables quite significantly, to the tune of almost 600 million zlotys. Basically, usually they are being paid at the beginning of the month. This quarter, the payment of the shipment and the payment was slightly earlier, and therefore the payment was towards the end of March, towards the very end of March. These changed both the short-term credits and the payables. Payables went down, short-term loans went up. So that was one thing. But this is, I believe, a one-off impact. Otherwise, we had a growth in receivables, because we basically sold a few shiploads of petrol that went out to the U.S. This increased receivables by about 95 million zlotys. And there was an increase in receivables on the Unipetrol side and other companies within the group that actually went up by 345 million zlotys. So these were the main items that actually increased receivables, then decreased payables. But we do believe that this was temporary, and that this effect should not be repeated in the second quarter.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the first question. The other question, the second question you had, I believe, was with regards to the gas supplies.
Yes.
And the gas supplies in total, gas supplies caused the decreasing profits or increasing costs by about 64 million zlotys. And the remaining 46 to add up to 100 to about 110 was the increase in own usage of energy, i.e. the crude oil utilization within our electricity production units.
Okay, so just because 64 million is effective product that you are unable to upgrade, and then the 46 is the additional cost of the crude.
Yes, basically, and this was the and also we had to have the limitations in production of ethylene and propylene, for example, and also we had to basically use more crude oil to heat up the installations. That was an additional problem that we had.
Okay.
The energy consumption went up. And the third question, I believe Igor will answer.
Shortly, we saw exactly like in many other countries, many other markets, the decrease in the total consumption of gasoline by 6.4% on the year-on-year basis, and increase of diesel consumption by 17.7% on the year-on-year basis. In total, the consumption of fuels increased by 3% on the year-on-year basis. So that's on the consumption of fuels in Poland.
And is some of that diesel increase a one-off related to customs enforcement?
The sales in total increased by 6.5%.
Uh-huh.
PKN, of course, but the total in Poland was 3%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Gagali Wakonyi. Please announce the company and city name and go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Gagali Wakonyi from Deutsche Bank. My first question is related to the depreciation. It was down 14% quarter on quarter. Can you explain the reason for the quarterly swing, and also give us a guidance for the full year of 2006, please? My second question is related to the cash flow. You've already explained the large build in working capital, but I was also a little bit surprised by the high capex, because companies normally have a seasonal pickup in CapEx in the fourth quarter, whereas Q1 tends to be quite low. And in case of PKN, at least I'm unaware of any significant CapEx programs at the moment. So I'd like you to explain to us what was the key reason behind the 522 million and also, again, give us a guidance for the full year. And my final question relates to BOP. You already started talking about the capacity problems, but I was wondering if you could provide us a little bit more color on that, because I remember that there were unplanned shutdowns in Q4 as well, and frankly, I'm getting a little bit concerned about the technical issues there. These are my questions. Thank you.
Okay. In terms of the first question with regards to the cash flow and
depreciation.
Well, depreciation 617 in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken, and about 550 in the first quarter of 2006. The reason for that is predominantly Unipetrol. We are basically showing you the numbers as reported in the quarter, because if you remember, we completed the revaluation of assets of Unipetrol in the fourth quarter of 2005, and in order to reflect the depreciation for the year, we had to put it in the fourth quarter numbers.
Okay.
So the fourth quarter numbers in terms of depreciations were overstated, so to speak. The depreciation was overly high. So basically what you are seeing in the first quarter of 2006 is the running depreciation that you will be seeing from existing installations. Obviously, given the CapEx levels, towards the end of the year you will see depreciations picking up. But in general, this is the proper level for the current level of our fixed assets, of value of our fixed assets. So this is the answer to the first question, I hope.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
The second question with regards to capex. Well, I thought that actually the capex was pretty low as for our plans for the entire year, because we said that we would spend about 2.7 billion zlotys altogether in 2006. Mm-hmm. We only spent about 273, according to my numbers. So frankly, I don't know where you got the 500 number from. Unless there is a mistake in the presentation, which I didn't spot. But according to my figures, we spent about 10% of our annual plan, and I was actually going to explain why, which is because we didn't have a heavy winter, and some of the CapEx program had to be delayed slightly.
Well, the cash flow statement in your quarterly results says that acquisition of property, plant, and equipment 521 million zlotys in the first 3 months of 2006. That's where I got the number from.
Okay, I will have to look into it and explain, because my numbers are showing 273. So could have been a mistake. I will explain that.
Okay, that's okay. And BOP?
So as far as the BOP is concerned, we saw rather minor problems in last year in the fourth quarter and the beginning of the installations. It was rather connected with the necessary breaks in the productions, which we had to go through, so it was planned, but that what we have seen in the first quarter was in fact a little bit surprising. Mm-hmm. We had discussions with the supplier of the license, also with Basel, with the general constructor, and we were not satisfied with the performance of the installations in the first 2 months. As well as with the quality of one of the products produced. But in the end, we saw in March the situation being back under control with the capacity utilization around 92%. So
no day of the interruption of work of the BOP installations, and the situation improved significantly also in the second quarter. However, the issue is being monitored, and we are going through the major checking of the installations in order to be sure that we shall not have further negative surprises in the future.
Okay, so what happened in January and February is of history now, and hopefully for the rest of the year the capacity utilization will gradually approach 95%.
What I want to say is that we want to go together with the constructor and the license provider through the major checking in order to be sure that this is the history.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Once again, if you do have any further questions, please press 1 on your telephone now. We have a follow-up question from Gergely Vakonyi. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Just take the opportunity if nobody else has questions. On Unipetrol, if I compare the year-over-year growth for the whole group in diesel and gasoline, the diesel volume growth is so much more significant than the gasoline volume growth. Now, I do realize that the demand patterns are considerably different for the two products, but still it's kind of as if Unipetrol was much more geared towards diesel than gasoline, and given that diesel crack spreads have been somewhat disappointing in Q2 over gasoline, I would be a little bit concerned if you confirmed that the consolidation of Unipetrol would increase the exposure of the group to diesel. What's your take on this, please?
Well, I think there are two sides to the coin. In terms of the diesel cracks on diesel versus the cracks on fuel. Obviously there are times when the cracks on diesel are going down much more compared to what happens with the gasoline. However, there were times last year when the actual cracks on diesel were very close or higher than the gasoline. So that's one thing, and it's very difficult to. I wouldn't personally actually draw too much from the short-term trends. That's one thing. But the other, I think, and far more important, is the fact that the diesel consumption is actually growing. So that is a far more attractive product to be producing from that perspective compared to gasoline. So I think that is an important consideration to take into account. But in general, I think that in terms of the product slate, Unipetrol is not that different and that much more geared to the diesel production compared to the old, so to speak, PKN or PKN, the Polish parts. We are now just trying to look into the product slate and find exactly what is the share of diesel. But we'll send it over to you in terms of details. But it's not very 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 different than PKN itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Grembos, we seem to have no further question at this time. I will hand the conference back to you.
Thank you, operator. Before we conclude today's conference call, let me take the opportunity of this call and invite you to our site visit. We are going to organize as a special day dedicated to investors and analysts. This event will take place at the June 28th at our premises in Płock. and I would like for you to save the day. You should have received a preliminary invitation which you should mark the day in your diaries if it's fitting your schedule. The more information will follow. For those of you who did not receive this information, please contact our investor relations department and you will receive the registration form. As you know, this time is a season of annual general meetings, so we will do our best endeavors to combine this event with AGM to make it even more attractive for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Operator, we are ready to disconnect. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.